A Juneau healthcare worker was the first person in the United States to experience a serious adverse reaction to the Pfizer COVID-19 vaccine. The state identifies the worker as a middle-aged woman who was vaccinated Tuesday. During a Wednesday morning press conference to address what happened, Bartlett Hospital Emergency Room Medical Director Dr. Lindy Jones said the woman began to experience anaphylactic shock symptoms about 10 minutes after getting the shot.
She was feeling short of breath. She was not wheezy. Her heart rate was elevated, and she had a red flushed rash over her face and torso.
Dr. Jones said the woman was given an epinephrine injection and antihistamines, and the symptoms subsided but came back again.
She was given another dose of epinephrine. Her symptoms improved. Then at that time, we started an epinephrine drip and decided to give her steroids, which is another standard bread and butter treatment for adverse anaphylactic reactions. She was kept on the epinephrine drip for a period of time, and we tried to wean it off, but she had an emergence of symptoms, but then that resolved.
Dr. Jones said the woman was moved to the intensive care unit where she remained on an epinephrine IV until early Wednesday morning when her condition stabilized. The woman, who has no history of allergies or other reactions to vaccines or drugs, was expected to remain at the hospital for observation yesterday. Her case drew national and international attention, and CDC Deputy Director for Infectious Disease, Dr. Jay Butler, spoke during yesterday's press conference. Butler, a former Alaska chief medical officer, said similar anaphylactic reactions to the vaccine occurred in England last week, putting health officials on alert for them in the U.S.
We are aware that there were two cases of anaphylaxis that were reported last week with receipt of the Pfizer-BioNTech vaccine in England. So that provided a good opportunity to, again, make sure that our systems are robust so that we could be prepared in the event that incident like this occurred.
According to a Bartlett Hospital Facebook post last night, a second hospital staff member experienced, quote, eye puffiness, lightheadedness, and scratchy throat. After getting the vaccine, reactions, it says, were not considered anaphylaxis, but that he was taken to the emergency department and administered epinephrine and antihistamines. It says the man felt normal within an hour and was released, and that both of yesterday's incidents were reported to the CDC's Vaccine Adverse Event Reporting System. Speaking during the press conference, Alaska's chief medical officer, Dr. Ann Zink, said the state did not plan to change vaccination protocols because of what happened in Juneau.
This is all kind of part of what we've been looking for and expecting and looking out for. We are making sure the healthcare providers know about this.
Alaska's initial Pfizer vaccine shipment of 31,500 doses is being given to frontline healthcare workers, EMS providers, and long-term care facility staff and residents across the state, including in Fairbanks.